This WBEZ podcast is supported by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in up to 40 currencies with only a few simple taps. Download the Wise app today or visit wise.com. Terms and conditions apply. Be smart. Get Wise.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. A researcher at the University of Chicago has been awarded the Nobel Prize in Economics. My colleague Lisa Kurian-Phillip reports James Robinson won the recognition along with two colleagues at MIT for research comparing the wealth of former European colonies. They found societies that are more free are more likely to prosper. Robinson told an audience at UChicago today he was in disbelief at the news.
I was sleeping with my phone off, so my wife woke me up and said, "You have to get up. You have to get up." I said, "What for?" She said, "You've won the Nobel Prize." I thought she was kidding.
Robinson said he plans to celebrate with a group of his former students. A prayer service will take place tonight for the one-year remembrance of the stabbing death of a Palestinian-American boy. Authorities allege 6-year-old Wadi Al-Fayoumi was fatally stabbed by his family's landlord, 71-year-old Joseph Chuba, in their Plainfield Township home. The boy's mother, Hanan Shaheen, was also stabbed more than a dozen times in the attack and survived. The boy's family and friends will gather tonight for a private remembrance at the Muslim Community Center. An inspector general's report is shedding new light on the controversial firing 4 years ago of the principal and assistant principal at Lincoln Park High School on Chicago's north side. My colleague Sarah Karp reports the dismissal set off a firestorm of criticism. Publicly at the time, the firings were tied to the alleged mishandling of sexual misconduct related to the boys' basketball team. Now, the just-released Inspector General report says dismissals were at least partly tied to a separate, off-the-books, inappropriate investigation. The report says Cammie Pratt was charged with looking into student sexual misconduct and improperly investigated a situation that involved a Lincoln Park student who was a relative. Pratt resigned in July with a do-not-hire designation on her record. She adamantly denies the allegations. After winning 35-16 Sunday over the Jacksonville Jaguars in London, the Chicago Bears enter a bye week at 4-2 on the season. Head coach Matt Eberflus says he was pleased with the play calling from offensive coordinator Shane Waldron and is glad to see the offense flourishing after a rough start to the season.
I like the fact that, we got some explosives in there. We stayed committed to the run game. That's an important thing to have balance, in this league. Because you can't become one-dimensional one way or the other. But I thought he called a really good game yesterday.
Defensive back Kyler Gordon injured his hamstring in the third quarter, adding to an already depleted secondary with Tyreek Stevenson and Jaquan Brisker also missing the game. The Bears play the Commanders on October 27th in Washington, D.C. Weather, partly sunny and windy today. Some showers late in the afternoon, a high in the mid-50s. Cloudy with showers and thunderstorms tonight, a low in the low 40s. And then for Tuesday, cloudy and breezy, more showers and thunderstorms, a high in the low 50s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thanks for listening.